Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, and this is where you get soothing affirmations to help you get stronger, feel better, and feel more confident. A warm hello to new listeners. Welcome again to returning listeners. Thank you for joining me today. And today marks the start of a special series. This is a series I haven't done before. It is a playlist series. Each playlist will feature popular episodes of Affirmation Pod on a particular topic. And today's topic is to help you for coming back from a setback. It's for the times when you need to build momentum again, to go easy on yourself because you're just getting back to yourself and your regular routines and systems that help you to reach your goals and be your best self. For some of you, this means coming back after a breakup, grief and loss, or an unexpected event that has shaken your world. For others, it's coming back after surgery or treatment for something that you've been dealing with. And I've chatted with some of you who are coming back after a lull that you can't totally explain. You have some clues to the context, but you're working on figuring it out. And in the meantime, you just want to come back to your true self. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. We take about 20,000 breaths a day. Boy, I wish I could say it's clean air, but it can have so many different pollutants such as allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores. And according to the EPA, the air we breathe indoors is at least 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outdoors. So what can we do about it? Well, I've been using Air Doctor because it filters out at least 99% of the contaminants, like the ones I mentioned earlier, but also, of course, bacteria and viruses that can make you sick. Especially after such a rough cold and flu season in the winter, I knew I really needed this. This is also great if you are working indoors all day, interacting with the public. Come see for yourself. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code affirmation to get up to $300 off your air purifier. And just for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any of their air purifiers. You get this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use promo code affirmation. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today. I will list the episodes that are on this coming back playlist in the outro of this episode, but they will also be in the show notes of this episode. Coming back can be rough. I was going to say tough, but it feels like rough is more descriptive of it. And my wish is for this episode to inspire you, to help you, and to give you a boost. Here is the coming back playlist. It's been a while, and there's a story to it. But right now, I want to say that I am back. I'm here again. I'm ready to settle in and get going. I've got more courage now. I feel my motivation is back. And I'm ready to take this on. I am willing to climb. And climb higher. I am back. I'm drawing a line in the sand. I'm coming out of a slump. I am believing in myself. I am more capable than I know. I can handle the bumps and bruises. I can manage the emotions of this. I am back. I am stronger. I am wiser. I am prepared. I am releasing the past and looking forward. I have the now. I am creating what I want in this moment. I am coming out of a slump. And giving myself a fresh start. I am here, and I am ready. I'm ready to move. I'm ready to improve. I'm ready to go. I'm seeing and recognizing that I've been pretty critical with myself. I've said some really mean things in my head. I've been harsh about my choices and my behavior. I cringe at how I've treated myself. But here and now, I come back to self-compassion. I come back to speaking kindness to myself. I come back to speaking with positivity to myself. And I remember we all mess up sometimes. We all get off track sometimes. I'm now back to the warm, caring voice of love. I'm now back to being a friend to myself. I'm now back to loving and accepting myself fully. I am reconnecting with myself now. I'm more and more at home with self-compassion. I choose loving messages for myself. I am warm and accepting of my choices and behavior. I have a loving relationship with myself. My self-talk shows that I have a loving relationship with myself. I speak with self-compassion. I live in self-compassion. I think with self-compassion. I'm back to the compassionate voice in my head. I'm back to the sweet, loving voice in my head. I'm back to the kind, caring voice in my head. I'm coming back to self-compassion. I'm again living in self-compassion. And I'm thriving with self-compassion. Things have had me sidelined. I got out of my rhythm and lost my momentum. Now I'm back. I'm here. And I'm getting back on track. I am going easy on myself as I ease into my routine. I warm up with a transition period before I go full speed ahead again. I'm getting back on track. I'm coming back to my normal output. I'm getting back to my regular routine. I'm getting back on track. I am building momentum again. I am taking one step at a time. I am moving forward. I have systems to keep me on track. I have reminders to hold me accountable. I have compassion when I slip and fall. I make the adjustments I need to. I improve my systems as I need to. I put accountability in place. I am getting back on track. I am pacing myself. I am nourishing myself. I am turning to what I need to stay on track. I am back on track now. I am back on track. I've been practicing self-care. I've been helping myself manage my life. Yet I still see my reaction to judge myself and to be harsh with myself. I still put unrealistic standards on myself. I turn to my breathing now. I turn to my heart. And I come back to self-love. I bring back self-compassion. and I return to self-soothing. I take deep breaths now. I accept myself. I speak to myself with kind, loving words. I embrace my body and I come back to self-love. I give myself love. I give myself support. I give myself encouragement. When self-judgment comes up, I turn to self-compassion. I coach myself through the challenges. And I celebrate myself during the successes. I am full of self-love. As I go through my day, I'm with myself. I remember myself, and I prioritize myself. I live in appreciation. I do what honors my needs. I give myself the respect I am so worthy of. I'm coming back to love and light. I'm coming back to myself. I'm coming back to self-love. I'm remembering to acknowledge the positive. I'm remembering how far I've come. And I'm remembering to have fun. I'm shifting from disapproval to approval. I write down what I love about myself. I am cleansing myself of self-criticism, and I'm back here with self-love. It seems so hard to come back to myself when I've fallen out of good habits and I'm in a rut. Remembering the times I was so on top of my game. taking care of my health so well. Now I'm struggling just to get the basics done. I'm here now. And I'm here to welcome myself back. I accept and embrace myself just as I am. It's going to take some time to get some momentum going again. I'm here to take the first steps to a healthier me, to a happier me, and to a more satisfied me. I will apply what I need to, the systems, the accountability, the monitoring of my progress. I free myself from the criticisms about where I'm at. I accept that I am here and that it's going to take some work and some effort to be in that pace where my lifestyle consists of healthy habits. I'm coming back to a healthier me. I'm giving myself sources of inspiration, support, and encouragement. I value my health and well-being for the present me and the future me. My health is my priority. I take care of my body, my mind, and my spirit. I'm giving myself nourishment to be in a healthy body with a healthy perspective of myself and the world. And to manage a mind that is clear and full of positive thinking. I am here to help me. I am here to love me. And I am here to take care and create a healthy me. I've had some off days, and I see where I've let my healthy habits slide, where I've made just too many compromises on the things I need to do to stay positive and healthy, to really thrive the way I did before. I'm collecting myself. I'm opening my eyes to a new day and a new opportunity to renew my commitment to myself and my health. I rise today. I stand in the truth that I am a worthy, valuable, lovable, and incredible person. That I have the power to make choices, and I choose to nourish my mental health, to surround myself with positive, life-giving messages and inspiration. I choose to take care of my body with nutrition, hydration, and movement. I make time to look at the stuff that's bothering me, the stuff I'm running from, that I need to face, and stuff that's not serving me anymore. Yes, I am rising. Rising to meet this day. To live freely as me. I create success today. I walk in assurance that I've got my own back. And I'm showing up for myself with a love and a light that carries me forward. I'm starting this day with what brings me positivity, centeredness, and motivation. I take a moment to express my deep gratitude for the people and circumstances that are helping me and guiding me. I am a whole and complete person. I am present. I am strong. And I am connected. This is my new day. This is my new start. And I'm ready. I'm ready for this day. I'm ready to care for myself. I'm ready to be kind to myself. I'm ready to empower myself the whole day through. Has this Coming Back playlist brought some inspiration, some motivation to you? If so, what is a small baby step that you can take for your comeback? And when can you take the small baby step? Maybe picture it in your mind. I say small baby step because I know for me, and research supports that, we can become way too ambitious with how we're going to start a comeback. And small steps lead to longer lasting results. As promised, I'm going to list the episodes of the Coming Back playlist here. We started off with episode 413, Coming Out of a Slump. Then came episode 369, Coming Back to Self-Compassion. That's one that helps me because I can get impatient with myself during a comeback. Episode 453 is the third track, which is called Getting Back on Track. Then it's episode 364, Coming Back to Self-Love. The fifth one is episode 348, Coming Back to Healthy Habits. And finally, on the Coming Back playlist was episode 342, Coming Back to Positive Mornings. Again, these are all also listed in the show notes of this episode. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. You know, the busyness of life can really distract us from facing and dealing with things we know we need to be facing and dealing with. The busyness of life can also be the perfect excuse to just not go there. Even when you know you're bottling it up and you're seeing how it affects you in a negative way, what's been helpful for me is to have a contained set time to address not just the issues, but the experiences I'm going through right now that are difficult to talk about, difficult to identify. I do this while I'm walking. I do this while I'm sitting and journaling. I also do this when I meet with my BetterHelp therapist. If you've got things you've been holding inside and you want a set space and time outside of the busyness of your day to go there, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and they make it easy to schedule or reschedule as needed. You just fill out a quick questionnaire and that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you want to switch therapists at any time, you can for no extra charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this episode today. I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by AquaTrue. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day. But not just that, what kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love AquaTrue? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the AquaTrue purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use AquaTrue for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the AquaTrue purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AquaTrue.com, and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off and your helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to AquaTrue for sponsoring this episode today. If you're interested in Affirmation Pod episodes without ads and without announcements, that is available for premium access members. Also included in premium access is over 100 bonus episodes that you won't hear on this podcast. That includes a popular one, Affirmations for Motivation. If you're interested in becoming a premium access member, find out more or join today by going to affirmationpod.com/join. That's affirmationpod.com/join. And have you subscribed to my YouTube channel yet? It's also where you can listen to Affirmation Pod episodes, as well as some other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thank you for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.